After closing earlier this year, the Ranger uranium mine in the Northern Territory is a big win for the Aboriginal community in Jabiru. But latest research shows the population is more vulnerable to cancer and stillbirths more than any other Aboriginal community in Australia, thanks to the mine. The Wire's William McNeil investigated.
The latest report about severe health issues in Aboriginal communities into the closure of the Ranger uranium mine has been released. Investigating the health impacts of Ranger uranium mine on Aboriginal people has found a concerning rise in the number of stillbirths and cancer cases throughout Aboriginal communities in Jabiru in the Northern Territory. The report considers many aspects, with the potential lingering effects of the mine and still existing imbalances with diet and other unhealthy habits as main focal points. Researcher from the Public Health Association of Australia, Dr. Rosaline Schultz, says she's very concerned about the matter.
I felt as a stakeholder in the investigation is that they took a very narrow approach. So they knew that, well, the first thing was there was hints from some previous research that rates of stillbirth and cancer were higher, but that was done back in 2006 and really didn't have enough numbers to prove anything. But then when the mine wanted to expand, this research came to light, and so the chief health officer undertook the investigation that he did, and I was commenting on. And unfortunately, from a public health perspective, they really had a narrow focus. They were worried about ionising radiation, and they were worried about diet and excess diet and alcohol and tobacco, and they didn't actually look at what the Aboriginal people were worried about and the other factors that might have been the cause. They just looked at these kind of four factors and concluded that none of them were the cause, and so that's the end of the matter.
The general consensus is to give First Nations people the right to their own health and services by giving them the means to their own solutions to these issues.
So these numbers are overall not hugely disproportionate, and so you do need some statistical analysis to work out what's going on. But I think that we need to use the statistical analysis and the tools of Western science, but together with the Aboriginal knowledge of what people want with their land and their country and their lives, and work out a way going forward rather than take such a narrow, siloed approach of ionising radiation. No, we've excluded that. We don't need to worry about that anymore. So we need to have a much more holistic view of health and well-being.
After the mine was shut down, Jabiru was returned to its original custodians, with the health concerns remaining and little direction for First Nation people to take regarding their own health. Dr. Schultz says the lack of governments returning land to the original owners is a very frustrating point.
We know that from the beginning, Aboriginal people were overall concerned and didn't want the mine, and that was why the government had to stop them claiming land rights over their land of Jabiru. So fantastic news is that 40 years later, Jabiru's been handed back to them. But of course the Aboriginal people didn't like losing their land. It almost seems like a non-question, and the fact that they have to deliberately write the land rights back that those people can't claim that land is just mind-blowing in 2021, but I suppose that was more part of the game back in the late 70s, that uranium was seen as quite important for Australia's security and future, and so we can't have Aboriginal people claiming that land. We need to write the Act of Parliament that they can't.
One of the theories behind the health concerns of the Jabiru people was the potential contamination from spilt chemicals from the mine into the water supply where communities would rely on. Chairperson of the Red Lily Health Board, Reuben Cooper, says culprits must be accountable for the health crisis.
According to the KSL people, they reckon the mine hasn't got that issue with the food. There's been a bit of complaints earlier, came back a while, saying that the stuff, the uranium, was getting into their food and trees and stuff. When they did a survey, the council people, they said there's stillbirth, smoking and stuff like that, and alcohol in the communities, or not even so much in the communities, alcohol. They were having some issues there. But they weren't blaming the mines. They weren't blaming the mine at all. It was just the people, the way their lifestyle was in the community.
After the tests were carried out by the council and came back negative to contaminants, the Jabiru Aboriginal communities came back to continue on fishing and living off the land.
Well, I think earlier when the mines did start, I think there was like some worries about that, about eating the food or the fish, you know, drinking the water. I remember years ago, but now that's all I know. They come on, not very helpful. and we never seem to have those sort of issues like we did many years ago. Everybody seems quite happy. They're still eating the fish, and the mines have seen it got a lot better. I think that mine had something, mine had some spillage in the early years for a big wet season or something like that. Besides that, it's started off a lot, like people were worrying about the mine because they were getting poisoned and getting sick and stuff like that, but that's all changed.
But not all is bad news. Red Lily Health Board will open up a brand new health centre for the Jabiru community.
We've got a big clinic in Jabiru now, which is there now. We'll be getting a new one. That's from the NT government. They promised us a new health centre there, a clinic. We've got the plans all drawn up. So we're also talking to the people about how they want that done. You know, sometimes in our culture, you've got to have woman can't walk past man, you know, brother or sister. You have to go different doors and all that sort of stuff. So we're going to build a new clinic there. We have to make sure that we make it for the community. What the community want, to make sure that people are coming to the hospital, to the clinic to get their treatment. Wary of what's happening, and we've got to do our best to try and make it better for our people.
The new clinic will mix both Western medicines with traditional Aboriginal medicines and techniques to ensure the health and safety of the Jabiru people and their future.
The Wire's William McLean ending the report.